On the show today, we have the gentleman from Cornerstone Advisors, Steve Williams and Sam Kilmer, giving us another stellar batch of the Gonzo Banker Awards. This time it's the 2020 version, and it is an amazing batch of awards. You guys got to check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. For sure. Hey, the 2020 Unsung Hero Award goes, and you guys pointed it out, to the IT staff of all of these places, probably in probably any industry you look at, the IT staff. Holy smokes. You guys want to comment on that one?
Yeah, well, just, you know, again, I think they're the poor souls who have to come for years and say, we'd like to get to remote desktop and virtual desktop, and we'd like to put stuff in the cloud, and we'd like to get people on laptops versus desktops. And for, you know, CFOs say, why do we need this? Why do we need this? Well, this is why we need it. So, you know, I think just if you look at the sheer amount of what they call moves, adds, and changes in the IT world, what they had to cover this year, incredible. Yep. And just the pressure, too. You know, the pressure around safety, the pressure around member complaints and uptime. Very tough. And I think the other one we mentioned was the retail banking heads or the member experience heads. The ones who had to try to get the branches reopened, staff them. And I got to tell you, this one just hit me in the gut this year. When you think about our industry and how many working wage, single parents, stressed out people who have to show up to work, worry about their own safety, get their kids on remote learning. There were some times where, you know, branch people were at the breaking point. And so to manage that, because one thing I know about people who run those branch systems, they care for these people, you know, their family. It was tough. And it's still a bit tough today, you know, when there's a case and a branch has to close. And I was just talking to a credit union this morning, had to bring in, you know, their relief team to a COVID branch. It's just tough stuff. And
especially when you look back to, it's easy to look back in hindsight, but let's just remember what we were thinking in April and May.
Yeah.
So imagine that amount of stress.
Chaotic, yeah.
Two words, nights and weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I'm praying for some stress relief for the frontline workers of credit unions in 20. They deserve it.
And these indeed, are great people. They move mountains for sure. Hey, we lost a few good folks in the credit union industry and the financial services industry. One of the ones I wanted to point out was from my credit union, San Diego County Credit Union, and that was the former CEO, Irene Oberbauer. And it, you know, she made huge impact on the industry. And it sounds like you guys, too, from what you guys wrote in the write-up. So you want to comment on that, Steve?
You betcha. I had the chance to do strategic planning with Irene when she was the head there. But also, I have a family member who's a breast cancer survivor. And Irene was very involved with Komen. Right. More importantly, I mean, you talk about a leader that everybody just trusted the intentions. This leader came every day to help the team succeed. She was a legend that I want to give her credit. When you go back to the Great Recession, county's asset quality and capital was stellar through 2008, 2009, 2010. I don't think she got enough credit for that, frankly, because she left the credit union soon after that. But she deserves credit that they were solid conservative lenders through the Great Recession. And it's part of why county under Terry could be what they are today is what Irene helped build. And one of the most delightful souls I ever met.
Indeed. Indeed. Sam, you want to comment on that?
No, I think Steve, I'll echo his sentiments 100% right there.
All righty, sir. One of the odd ones that you had in there was, I still can't believe this, but maybe I can based on what I've seen on airplanes lately or last year or the year before rather, best use of card rewards for seat upgrades. There was actually a Great Dane on a plane in the Comfort Plus section. I can't even get in the Comfort Plus section. And there's a Great Dane. So who wants to comment on that one?
I'll take a stab at this real quick and just say one of the great benefits of working at Cornerstone is occasionally we have an email that goes out around to all consultants. And occasionally, it's something like that. I think I may be mistaken, but I think Amanda Swanson, our colleague that works on digital marketing. She saw that and thought, you know what? I think my colleagues might appreciate
that. I want to know this.
She was right.
Yeah. I don't know, the rules around what's allowed to be a security pet are really moving these days.
Yes, it's crazy. Yes, they are. Soon there'll be ostrich and all sorts of
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. And there's a picture of it too in this, so we'll share the picture too. So it was really funny. All right, let's get back to a little bit of serious business here. Smarter Bank Awards, the Experience Award went to the fine folks at BCU. Who wants to comment on that one? Sam, Steve?
You know, I'll let Sam take this.
Okay.
A session with the group this week, but it's really a cool story.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Alliant earlier and this idea of being able to serve people remotely. And what BCU has done with their lending is they've really had a passion around making it so that the process is automated, so that there's auto decisioning, call center follow-up, all the steps that you would expect for your credit union to be very, very responsive to you if you wanted to borrow. These guys are on top of it. It's not just the direct delivery, but it's all about speed to make a decision, speed to fund. It's all about getting it done and thinking about their members. And it's just so impressive. Dave Bryden and Jim Block, that whole team. Steve, I mean, I know you've seen this too, so.
Yeah, Jim is one of the true visionaries of lending, and the Jim Block, our COO in the credit union industry. So anybody who gets to meet Jim Block, it's really an honor. He's so darn smart. But we also had the benefit that they participated in our benchmarking study, BCU, and we were able to apply their productivity to this, and it is staggering. What they've done is automated. So a lot of stuff that goes to underwriters, processors, back office support, they've got it lights out through work they've done with Temenos on process improvement, work they've done on their scoring models, and it really shows. So this idea that we can be a lot more productive with technology, a lot of people talk about it, BCU proves it with numbers.
Yeah. And if I could add another point there, Mike, to that is, you know what also is so dang impressive is if you get Dave or Jim on the phone or get them onto a presentation, they'll tell you that they've got 2/3 of it figured out, right? Meaning they feel as though, even though we would say they're right at the top, right? They still have found that other piece to take them to the next level. And they'll tell you what it is. Very transparent. So impressive.
Yeah. Exceptional leadership there at BCU for sure. And that's why they're in the good shape they are today for sure. Technology awards. This kind of segues from the IT staff one, but you guys named every vendor, bank IT group, and part-time hacker that cobbled together PPP workflows on the fly. That was one of the most amazing stories of 2020 from what I remember as well. I'm really glad you guys pointed that out. Steve, looks like you want to comment.
Oh, just, Sam mentioned it. It was fun to watch, and everybody from, even Mark Cuban got involved in
it. Right.
With Jill Castillo, who we named the bank. But I think an interesting one also is what MDC Jeff Klein and the group did with a company called Clasis that allowed credit unions to get, usage of workflow and robotics. It just shows, we've all been looking for an agile project to prove we have a, quote, agile culture. And those weekend workflow developments with PPP proved it. We can do things. A lot of people have said we want to do more projects in that mode now that we've proven it with PPP.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the other thing is credit unions were well situated for this because if you look at small business process, it's a lot closer to consumer lending than it is commercial lending. And so several of the vendors that were strong in consumer lending but really didn't have small business or commercial lending had an opportunity here to jump in, and over the weekend, now all of a sudden they're in small business and they did pretty well at it. So it's actually created more competition in the industry, which we're big fans of. So
yeah, and we're going to go through another one this week, actually. So see how that fares as well.
Right.
A couple more here for you guys. Credit Union Digital Deal of the Year, Lumen and 1AZ Credit Union. Who wants to comment on that one?
Steve? Yeah, I think we both can. We saw heated competition in the digital side of things. I think we just love competition at Cornerstone. So, NCR, Q2, Alchemy, they all, Temenos, they all had really solid years. What we like about this is it's another player gaining credibility. And I know that this is a group of folks who come from all those companies I just mentioned. I think I connected to, giving PSU credit for starting something new several years ago but really seeing it through. And I think putting investment into it, and PSU is essentially a lot of credit union shareholders who approve that investment. So it's a cool, it's another cool proof point that credit unions can be venture focused and entrepreneurial focused and work together.
Indeed. And it reminds me, Mike, I'll tell you what, in terms of this specific deal, in terms of where they're at in the life of things, it reminded me a lot of when Correlation signed Desert Schools, yeah. I think it was many years
Desert
ago.
Desert Financial now, yeah.
Desert Financial now, right. Desert. Yeah. It reminded me of that proof point in their journey, meaning you're seeing the beginnings of proof points, as Steve pointed out,
yep.
mm-hmm. of someone that's kind of hitting an early stride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that right. one certainly put them on the launch and yeah. took them off the launch pad for sure. The Niche Nitty Gritty Vendor Acquisition Award. You mentioned Alchemy, CUNA Mutual Group, and Built. What's this one all about?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Sam, Steve?
You got it, Sam. This you,
Hello, Sam.
Yeah, I would just say we're always kind of looking at what are some, you know, really nitty gritty processes. Steve said we're fans of competition, but we're also, you know, ex credit union executives and ex bankers here that really like it when somebody gets into something really detailed and gritty. ACH Alert, which was Alchemy's acquisition this year, is mm-hmm. it kind of takes them into business banking. But they're already building some things there. This is a nitty gritty part of, you know, ACH and wires, really in the details of yeah. of business banking. So with the ACH Alert, that was a real nitty gritty. With CUNA Mutual, they acquired a company, CU Nexus,
yeah.
mm-hmm. in very gritty process, making a loan offer on the digital banking platform. Just, you know, love seeing that kind of stuff. And then a Built's acquisition. Again, just kind of gets them into further and deeper into construction finance.
Oh, okay.
Just love seeing things like this.
Yeah, indeed. And I don't know about you guys, but I covered a lot of technology stories last year. And man, Alchemy was just everywhere. I'm just like almost every like partnership announcement or just, you know, technology mm-hmm. innovation or acquisition. Alchemy was them. Like, gosh, those guys are.
Yeah, funding what? Rounds. Yes, Stephen Bohannon and the team there are. Mm-hmm. are very, very visible.
So yeah.
That's a good dude. Yeah.
Well, it's really fascinating. If you take the story, the good old Paul Fior story of Digital Insight and now part of NCR, you think about Jay Mossman starting Accelerant, which is now, you know, Temenos and the group mm-hmm. at Avoca, and then, you know, Stephen and the group at Alchemy, and then Matt and everybody at Q2. These were little garage bands that are scaling right. now into these incredibly sophisticated technology companies. You know, I saw the other day Q2 soon becoming a $1 billion company. So it's a new world. You know, unfortunately, we can't run digital banking down in the basement anymore like credit unions used to. We rely on these partners for reliability, security, information, marketing. You know, so it's really interesting to see how far those companies have come.
Yeah, indeed. Sam, it's like you.
I was just going to say one little gritty back to the award itself is, you know, ACH and wires is just one of dozens of integration points. The other thing, Steve, that Alchemy has been so visible at is just all the systems that have to be connected, whether you're NCR or Alchemy or, you know, Q2, just, you know, each one of these deployments is, you know, 15, 20 integration points. And it hats off to these companies like Alchemy and others that have to staff up these massive implementation organizations to get this right.
Indeed. And I want to save one of the best for last. And that's, you guys pointed out, PSCU's CEO, Chuck Fagan. We all know what a great guy he is, but man, what he did with PSCU the last 5 years has been quite phenomenal. Who wants to, Steve, want to start out? Start with?
Well, you know, we don't play favorites in the quote vendor world, but everybody knows that a great company, great cooperative that was put together by credit unions, it was kind of troughing out a bit. And I knew that from board members and clients and big, large credit unions. And I think the very first priority Chuck had is to restore service and restore that one-on-one engagement with PSU clients. And that became kind of culturally infectious. And I think that's why they started to deliver more on the technology side. So we all know Chuck is just, you know, a mensch and a gentleman and a leader in our industry. But I just think it goes back to culture matters. And Chuck created a culture that's allowing the talents to come out. He deserves credit for that. It is a true turnaround in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I agree too.
If I could just expand on that, is it's not even just culture inside PSCU, but think about between relationships that Chuck and his team helped spawn out with Jack Henry, as well as, you know, Lumen, who we just talked about.
So imagine the meeting where someone said, we're going to go be the processor for a major bank provider. We're going to sell to banks. You know, that's kind of like an eighth grader saying, I'm going to build a rocket ship, but it works. So
amazing, amazing stuff. All right, guys. Well, that's it for the awards. And I just want to, my last question, or maybe my second to last question, what lessons or what takeaways did we get from 2020, or even based on all the awards and all, maybe even all the candidates that you guys reviewed? What did you guys take away from this year's batch that can help us out in 2021, actually?
You know, Sam, you can start. I'll go second.
Okay.
Well, you know, I would just say my lesson for the year is gratitude. I don't take anything for granted anymore. And whether that's family or whether that's being able to work with a great team or also being able to, you know, work with just great, if you think of these awards and what some of these people have accomplished, and let's not forget, it wasn't just, oh, they accomplished it. Isn't it great? Hand them a trophy. People were helped because of this. So I think the big takeaway is, it's not just how people went out and used the financial service industry to make money. It was about how people helped. Mm-hmm. You know, if that sounds a little bit sappy or whatever, sorry, I'm sticking with it. Steve?
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, my two lessons were, I think we proved out that, you know what? Transformation is hard, hard work. And God is in the details, we like to say at Cornerstone. But it can be done. We have a chance to do this. And we've flexed our muscles between work at home, bank at home, and PPP. We've flexed our muscles now. So let's build on that momentum. Mm-hmm. Let's modernize the credit union industry. But I think the other, I really believe this because I got to sit in a lot of board meetings and hear during the social justice protests, and now we have diversity, equity, inclusion, and corporate responsibility. You know, I believe in a horrible political environment that workplace community leaders, financial institutions, you know, 1,000 points of light out there can really make a difference. Yeah. And I think we saw that, and now we know we have really a responsibility. And to me, it's build these modern scaled financial institutions that aren't the man. They're a check on the man, but they're out there in every major community, and they're right there in the trenches. But they're digital, you know? They're not your daddy's old credit union. They're analytic, digital, modern, efficient. But they're doing the same thing. They're improving people's lives.
Good stuff. All right, gentlemen. Well, this is well spoken. And again, just a truly stellar batch for this year from a truly, truly different year. So again, once again, you guys nailed it. Those of you out there watching this interview, go watch or go read this year's batch of awards. Just great, great stuff. Again, guys, you just hit it out of the park each year, and this one was no exception. So congrats again, and be well, be safe, and keep up the good work, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. You're welcome. Be well. Thanks, guys.